Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, so excited to be with you today, especially about our topic, because this is stuff that we've been with our clients have really been diving deep into. And we just had a live event where we went really deep on this, and I can't wait to share with you guys the best I can in the time that we've got. So we're going to talk about how to actually get cleaning jobs on social media. So again, having talked to you guys all the time, I know that you've got to grow, and you know that people are doing great on social, but every time you try it, you're like, I just end up wasting a bunch of time or money, or I don't know what to say or how to do it. And we kind of let the confusion and the fear get the best of us. And you just end up wasting a bunch of time and sometimes money with no results or virtually zero results. I'm getting lots of hearts on the live. So that makes me think that people are like, yes, this is what I'm dealing with. So glad that we're hitting you where we're in a place where we can help. And we're going to try and give as much value as we can. So that said, I want to warn you, there's a cost to ignoring social, right? It's really not an option, because that is where I'm getting lots of laughs. And this is a lot of response. Okay, I get it. People are like, hey, Mike, this is what we want to hear about. Feel free to put in the chat if you want to engage. And for those of you listening to the podcast or the YouTube channel, you're like, man, Mike seems to be having a lot of fun live. We go live every Tuesday and Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific. You're welcome to join us live, and I try to keep up with all the comments and everything. That way you can join the favicon game and give the hearts or the thumbs up or the sad face or whatever you got. So like I was saying, ignoring social is not the option. That is where the conversations about your business are going to happen. You just can choose if that's something you want to participate in, or hey, getting lots of waves on Insta, good to see you guys. You get to choose if that's something you want to be involved with. And if you don't, you're probably not going to like what is said about you. Dior says, newbie here. This is great. There's so many people that have been in business a while and still haven't figured this thing out. So can't wait to share with new guys, gals, established guys and gals, all that good stuff. Amy, good to have you. Jessica's here in the house. She is one of our most loyal clients. She's always here learning. I love, love, love your heart. Oh, for those of you guys here in Grow My Cleaning Company, I think Jessica's going to be on with me live next week. I'm constantly saying hi to her and giving her a shout out because she's such an important member of our community. You're absolutely going to want to meet her with me next week. I don't know if it's Tuesday or Thursday, but check that one out. It's going to be amazing. All right. So you know you can get on social. You don't know what to do. It feels like it's going to take forever. Every time you tried it before, it's been a big waste of time, but you're afraid to ignore it because you know that that's where the conversation is happening about the things that you want to talk about. And if you don't have a say in how that conversation goes, it's going to go away. You probably don't want to do. Eric says, hey, Mike, happy Thursday. Just finished your book last night. If you guys haven't read it yet, please do. So much helpful information. So glad that you're digging it, Eric. Oh, that said, by the way, I was going to save this for later, but I'll start now. If you all want a copy of my book, I don't know how long we're going to do this, but if you just message me on Insta, hey, Insta guys, just direct message me that you subscribed, rated, reviewed, referred the show out to somebody, and we'll get you a free copy of the book, and you can be like Eric and check it out. So let's go through how to do this. And I know your guys' fears and why you don't get involved on social. And I want to go over each one and teach you how to do it right, so you don't kind of be like, oh, I tried that. I had a bad experience and it didn't work. Okay. So first of all, you've got to get off this thing of, Jasmine says, thank you for this, Mike. You are so welcome. And Jasmine with two Z's. I like that. I don't think I've ever met a Jasmine with two Z's, but I'm loving it. All right. So first of all, we go, I've got to waste, I've not waste. I've got to do a bunch of time in chat rooms and commenting and just like, I get this on our, we've got a Facebook group. You guys are welcome to join. I think there's 12,000 members that are all owners of cleaning companies. And it's great. I love having you guys there. And we have moderators and all that good stuff, but people come in and just start trying to spam like selling crap, right? And we throw them out all the time because they're not giving any value, right? So we think that we have to either like chat in a bunch of other people's rooms or comment on everything. And it's just like, I don't know what to say or how to do it. And we go through, Jasmine says, thank you. You're welcome, Jasmine. Love the name. And there's one of two ways we can go. One, we just spam with a bunch of crap we don't want. Hey, free $20 cleaning check here, blah, 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 blah. bad and you'll get booted from the group, or you just have a bunch of inane conversations and don't go anywhere. That's not what you want to do. The reality is you have to know who your target customer is, what their pain is, and where they go to solve it. Then you try and give them real value. So if you're writing crap down, that's a writer downer. You have to know what your target customer is, what their pain is, and that's huge. So many people are like, oh, I know my target customer, but they don't really know their pain. They're like, they have dirty things and they want them clean. That's their pain. No, that's not their client pain. I'll give you a hint. Their pain is they almost always want to feel a certain way, and the service that you provide can help make them feel that way. That way is that they have time, that they're valued, that they're important, that they're safe, that they're comfortable. There's a lot of things they want to feel that cleaning can bring for them, but don't be fooled that cleaning is, and that's on the residential side. On the commercial side, it might be job security or acknowledgement for a job well done, or not wasting time doing something they didn't sign up for. There's a lot of pain that they have that has nothing to do with cleaning. So really important that you guys get that. So you have to know who your target customer is, what their pain is specifically, and where they go to solve it. And I'll give you a big bonus. How to communicate it to them effectively, super big, right? So if I just said, hey, you guys want to grow and you don't like it when you can't grow, not super effective. Or if I go, you want your business to be financially secure. You're like, okay, I suppose. But if I said, I've been there. I've had a $50,000 payroll due on Friday with like 28 grand in the bank on a Wednesday. I know what that feels like, right? You're like, holy crap, this guy gets it, right? So you see the difference between communicating your pain. One is, I want to be financially secure. True, but it wasn't communicated effectively. Saying it in a way that gets you guys to go, yes, that's it, is huge. All right, so you don't have to be in a bunch of chat rooms commenting and trying to like do stuff, right? You just have to know who your customer is, what their pain is, how to communicate effectively, and then where they go to solve it, and then go help them solve it. Give them some real value, right? Another belief that just not serving you is, it's going to take me 40 hours a week to create content. Well, for any of you guys and gals that are in this community or been in this community for a while, we might be on 600 now, but well over 500 podcasts, YouTube videos, blogs, posts on Instagram, Facebook, all that, emails that we've sent out, hundreds of all of those. And you're like, whoa, yeah, that you, blah, 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 you know, whatever. I literally spend about 40 minutes per episode, 20 to prepare for it and about 20 to do it. And then I don't know, Lindsay can put in the chat. I don't think my team spends more than an hour getting those episodes like leveraged out to all the social media platform. And I do it twice a week. So it takes me 40 minutes times two, less than 2 hours a week. That's it. And I put out a massive amount of content. So really, if you do it right, it just takes an hour or two a week, three at the most. The trick is to consistently bring value. So I don't get on these things and go, what can I sell? How can I try and separate my clients from their money? I go, what's going on in their world, right? I know that this topic is something you guys want because I'm coaching you guys and this is what people are talking about. So I'm like, great, I'll bring it out to Cleaning Nation and bring value. So you just got to move from what's their pain? How can I solve it? How can I bring value to them or to that from how can I get their money, right? People don't typically respond to that. All right, another belief that just makes me crazy is I've got to be really good on camera, or I've got to be quick on my feet, or I've got to be speak well. I'm just under the weather, by the way. So if my voice sounds a little funky or my energy's a little weird, I'm not sick, but I'm not well. I'm like right in that nasty part. So we're doing okay. So Lindsay says it takes less than an hour for our team to make each episode in a blog, social media snippets, YouTube, and post our website. Perfect. So I spent about 40 minutes, and it sounds like they spent about 45 minutes. So an hour and a half for each episode. That's it for everybody. That's the whole team. All right. Thank you for posting that in, Lindsay. Okay. I got to be good on camera. I've got to be well-spoken. I've got to be blah, blah, blah. This couldn't be the truth. The reality with social media, and this is a beautiful thing about social media, is you can leverage your strengths and create content on whatever platform you want. So say I'm here live with you guys. I could never do that. That wouldn't work. Fine. Don't do it, right? Say you're like, I'm really good writing. If you give me time, I can write something that's good, but I don't have to talk. Okay, then you're going to start with a blog, right? And here's the beautiful thing. Once you have that blog, you could do a Facebook Live, and the Facebook Live could literally just be reading your blog. Even if it's scary, you don't have to be great on camera. If the blog's good and you're really giving value, people aren't going to be like, you know, I'm sure some of you guys like the vibe that I have here and some of you don't dig it. That would make me sad. But hopefully you're like, I don't kind of really care. As long as Mike can help me get the goals that I want, that's really what I'm interested in. So if you're really kind of internal and an introvert, write a blog and you can just literally read it with a camera rolling, and that's your YouTube video and your podcast, right? You just take the audio for podcasts and the video to YouTube. And we, by the way, all the technical crap is in our Clean Profit Method program if you need help on that. So you don't have to be good on camera, right? And if you're like, I'm really good at talking, but I don't like video, I don't know what to do. You know how we came up with my YouTube channel, which has got like 16,000 subscribers now? I literally just took the podcast I was already doing and turned on my camera on my phone. That's it. For all of you guys watching this YouTube video, I did a Facebook Live. I just turned on the video. We posted it to YouTube. So I'm not great on camera, or maybe I don't know. It doesn't matter if I'm great on camera. I'm just doing what I do, right? And if you're good, so if you're good with words, start with a blog and leverage that out to YouTube and podcasts. If you're really good talking with people, like I said, just turn on the video. And if you love doing video, you can, any kind of content you do, you can kind of repurpose onto lots of different platforms, right? And, you know, I know some of you will be like, well, you know, to really be good on YouTube, you have to do specific content for that. Maybe, but the extra time to quadruple or quintuple your hours is nutballs, right? So let me just tell you how we do it. And you can start anywhere you want, but you can leverage it to all these different things. And could it be better if I was like, oh, I'm going to do a specific thing for each platform? Yeah, if I had an infinite amount of time of money, yes, I should do a specific thing for each platform. And huge companies can do that. But if we're little, we're just a couple million bucks or even less, we don't have time for that, right? So I do a Facebook Live, which gets released to a podcast, which gets released to a YouTube channel, which Lindsay's right here right now taking notes while someone making it into a blog. While she's writing the blog, there'll be maybe two or three things that come out. They're like, oh, that's a good one. That's a good little snippet. We'll put that on Instagram as posts or as a story. This will be posted on my Facebook page and our Facebook group. We can make a LinkedIn article with the blog. We'll make an email from this content and send it to our people. We don't do Twitter posts, but you could chop it up into Twitter posts. So you just take one piece of content. People are always like, how do I make all that content? You don't. You make one good piece of content or two good pieces, and you just keep doing that. And like I said, Lindsay just told me it takes less than an hour for folks to do that. And feel free in the chat to jump in if you've got questions or comments or stuff that we do. So we've learned so far that we know stuff's on social, we just don't know how to do it. We can't ignore social because that conversation is going to happen with or without us. We don't have time to comment and be in a bunch of chat rooms. We don't have 40 hours a week to start creating content, and we don't even have to be good on camera, okay? Let's come up with the last, let's slay the last dragon. Hopefully we've got all of those. You're like, okay, I can do it. I can do it. But I know you. I know in the back of your head, you've got one more thing going. I want to jump into it. You're saying, it's hard to come up with content, Mike. What will I talk about? I don't know what to talk about. Let's dive into that right now and solve that problem forever. And I got to tell you, it's not about having a big list. It's just about how you look at it and how you relate with it. So I'm going to give you some ideas that make you go, oh yeah, I could probably come up with content for days, right? All right. So first, you can have guest experts come on and share their value, right? So if you're a commercial cleaning podcast, one of our Millionaire Mastermind members, Spencer, who's just an amazing human being, he's got the Pocatello Business Podcast. Check it out. It's awesome. He just has other business owners in his city come on and talk about growing their business. Well, guess who the audience is? Business owners. Well, guess who typically has commercial buildings that need to be cleaned? Business owners, right? So he's already been featured on the news. He's got, I think, three times now. He's just on another time. He's had some of the leading people in his industry that if he called and said, hey, can I give you a free cleaning quote? The answer would have been no, no, and no. But when he called and said, hey, want to come on my podcast? The answer was, oh my gosh, yes, I'd be honored, right? So he's had some of the big people, you know, the heavy hitters in his city on his podcast, right? So have guest experts share, have your client share their success stories. Jessica is not only an amazing human being, she's one of our next level people. And I know that you guys maybe get bored of me like saying the same stuff all the time. So I love having people that came in and got transformation share their story. So you can go, oh, okay. When Mike says it, kind of I get it. But when Jessica says it, I really get it. And in doing that, obviously she's a client of ours. So you'll kind of get like, holy crap, she was here. And then she worked with, the Grow My Cleaning Company team, and now she's there. That's fantastic. So you can do that. And if you want to see what that looks like, come on next week with me and Jessica. It's going to be awesome. You can have your perfect prospects. Hey, Kim Johnson, speaking of amazing human beings, you can have your perfect prospects share their frustrations, right? That's a great thing. Even if you can't solve it, just having, if you can't communicate your customer's pain to them perfectly, which you'd like to be able to, guess who can communicate their pain perfectly? Sometimes your customers. You just have them come on and bitch, and people go, holy crap, I get it, right? And again, even if they come on and share their stories, when I first did this, my whole podcast was, I just get an owner of a cleaning company on, I would just do free coaching. That was it. We do a 20-minute thing, they ask me a question, I give them some coaching, that was it. It was a ton of fun. I don't know, 20%, 30%, a lot of those people became customers, right? And it was not like we're selling them anything. That's just how it works out. So when you have perfect prospects on, some of those perfect prospects, all of them will typically create good content with you. Some of them will become customers. It's all fine, right? Have your employees come on and share their perspective. We've got an amazing team here with some of you guys met Lindsay and Tracy. We have to have Tracy back on. Lindsay, see when Tracy wants to come on. I miss her. Jared, we've now got we got to get Jackson on too. We haven't introduced him to Cleaning Nation. Lindsay's been, so you kind of get to know the team. And actually, Yeah, Lindsay, check with us. We had Jim on. Everyone liked him. We got to get him back. I would love to have Aviv. Like, let's get some more team members. So as I'm doing this, I'm like, we need more team members. I'm working too hard by myself up here. So your employees, even if they're just cleaners out there, they can still get on and share their perspective about like, hey, who are my favorite clients and what do they do to make us favorite so I can serve them the best, right? I think your clients would be interested in knowing that, right? You can share stories of your personal growth, right? Like a lot of people that are in our program are like, wow, I'm really growing as an entrepreneur. Lindsay, one of our team members says, haha, yes, more team members on it, Mike. She's the best. And if you're like, oh, Lindsay sounds awesome, I'd like to meet her, just go to growingcleancompany.com and Google like podcast with Lindsay. She's been on like 5 or 10, right? Anytime I'm at a live event or something, you'll know, because Lindsay's on sometimes with my bride, sometimes with Tracy. We need to see if we can get the three of them. All three ladies would just crush it. So you can share your personal story of growth as an entrepreneur. People are fascinated by that, right? And here, let me just give you some tools to make it easy. You can also, the big thing we're doing is asking our clients what they want and giving it to them, right? The way we came up with this right here is Lindsay actually came up with this topic. She's in the community trying to serve you guys the best she can. And she knew this is what somebody wanted to talk about. So she made it a topic. Super easy, right? So we're constantly asking you guys what you want. Here, I'll do it right now. I don't know how many people we got live. Whoever's live, give me your number one thing you'd like me to do a live broadcast on, and Lindsay will write them down and you'll see them show up in the next week. Don't screw me live, people. Throw in some chat and I'll read them to you, or else I'll look like I'm stupid here all by myself. So come on, throw me a bone on what it is that you'd like to hear. And for those of you that aren't playing live, again, come, I think if you subscribe to our Insta, if you follow us on Instagram and or are part of our Facebook group, you get automated reminders of when we go live, but it's 10 a.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays. Or you can just shoot us an email, support at Grow My Cleaning Company. Let us know what you want to hear. And I got to tell you, Cleaning Nation is actually letting me down. Usually, when I say something in the chat, they jump on, but I've got nothing so far. So I guess you recorded folks are going to have to hook us up and tell us what you want to know. Okay. So, Kim Johnson says culture building. I knew Team Jim in the house. So let's do. Oh, all right. Now apparently we've got a delay. So now everyone's coming in. Jay says how to gain more residential clients. I'm sure we've got something on that, but I don't think we've done specifically residential. So. Jasmine with 2 Z says leads and ads. So hopefully Lindsay's getting all this stuff. And Lindsay, let's have this be our agenda for the next couple of weeks. So we'll take another two or three if you guys want to put them in. Okay. So ask your clients what they want and then figure out how to give it to them, right? So all the stuff that, you know, culture building and how to get more residential clients. Jessica says 2 votes for culture building, leads, ads. Obviously, I know how to do all that sort of stuff. But guess what? If I didn't, Edwin says, hey, from Charlotte, good to see you, brother. We're gonna be on the East Coast for one of our events here coming up. Even if I didn't know about that stuff, if I just read a book, oh, Shelly says commercial accounts. Let's do that, Lindsay. Let's do how to get commercial accounts one on Tuesday, and then on Thursday, we'll do how to get residential. We'll give everyone their own time. Nick says one on culture. So we got cultures apparently getting to be a big theme, which is fantastic because that is the secret sauce. So what the heck were we talking about? Yeah, ask them what they want and then figure out a way to give it to them, right? And if you're like, I don't know how to do that stuff, if you read 3 books on a subject, you are an expert. You know more than 90-some% of the world on that subject if you just read 3 books. So if you ask your people what they need, you're going to want to become an expert in that, right? And then also a lot of people are talking culture, you know, stuff like that. Core values-based content, all the stuff we do, I try to make sure that we have fun and that I'm super real and we do the best that we can to help out. And we want to make you guys money, which makes us money. Guess what? Those are our core values, right? So you can just do core values-based content. Maybe Lindsay, put that down. Let's do one just on our core values and why that matters and how to make that work for them. Jasmine says, yes, commercial. All right, we'll definitely do one next week. One of residential, one of commercial. Now everybody's coming in. Hey, Yvonne, good to see you. All right, so hopefully we've shattered the big one, which is I've got to work really hard to come up with content or it's impossible. Hopefully if you're like, I can have a guest expert on to share their value. I can have my clients on to share their stories. I can have my perfect prospects come on to share their frustrations. I can have my team members come on. I can share my personal story of growth. I can share my personal core values. I can just ask my people what they want and give it to them. If I don't know, I could read a couple books and I'll be an expert. Last kind of secret sauce I wanted to give you. Oh, Becky says, how to get janitorial contracts for large apartment buildings. Ooh, when they already have a cleaner. That's a perfect, that's a good one. Let's do that, Lindsay. How to get clients for someone that's already got a cleaner. Okay, so a couple quick tips and tools. If you really want to cheat, Jasmine says, thanks for Phoenix. Excited to be here. We never get any people from Phoenix. I'm actually in Phoenix and everybody, we got people all over the world. We just had our first Netherlands Clean Profit Method member, elite member. Excited to have those guys. So it's fun to get local. So 2 things, if you're writing stuff down, BuzzSumo and Google Trends. Those are things that you can go to, and BuzzSumo and Google Trends will just tell you what's trending right now. So if everybody's talking about the, for 10 seconds, it was the Tiger King, right? So you could have had Tiger King interwoven. What does Tiger King have to do with cleaning your house or commercial cleaning? If everyone's thinking about Tiger King, you could put that on. So BuzzSumo and Google Trends are great ways to figure out what your people are talking about, right? You can put in residential cleaning, commercial cleaning, how to get client, whatever it is you want to talk about. You can kind of find out what headlines are working, and you can kind of use versions of those headlines, right? All right, the last thing I want to give you is, because there's so much, and this was like, I think, a 90-minute training we did. I'm trying to stuff into 20 minutes, but this belief that I've got to spend hours chatting on. Oh, and by the way, I think we've got one of our coaches on here. If you need help, just type in help coach, and I'll have one of our guys right here kind of jump in and help you, because I want to make sure we do this. And my only fear with these lives are people go, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I'm going to change my life. I can do it. I know I can do it. And they take no action, and it breaks my heart. So if any of you guys are live, please, please reach out, take some freaking action. So this actually, you change your life, as opposed to just, thinking that's great and then not doing anything. Okay. So here's the last dragon we want to slay, which is, I've got to spend hours chatting, responding to Facebook, Instagram, direct message, just to be on. I got a life. I can't do all that stuff. That's not the truth. The truth is, all right, Jasmine with two Z's says help coach. So one of the coaches, make sure if you're on here, make sure you hook up Jasmine. If not, Lindsay, just I'll let you hook her up with one of the coaches, get her all sorted out. Hopefully I'll get to meet you soon, Jasmine. So the reality is, yes, this is when you do want somebody spending hours responding to Facebook and Instagram direct message. So this is a tricky one, because yes, the answer is you do want someone, but the trick is it doesn't need to be you, right? A lot of people think it's got to be them. It does not have to be you. You can hire someone on Upwork.com if you want to hire someone overseas that would really appreciate the job. Dior says help coach. So I'm not seeing any of the coaches here. I thought there was going to be some. So Lindsay, please hook up Dior and Jasmine. If one of the coaches is here, Rick or Lou or any of you guys, hook up Jasmine and Dior. Shelly says thank you so much. Thank you. I let my customer know my worth, and she wanted more done for the same price. She's getting rid of me, which is a blessing in disguise. Bye, Felicia. Great job, Shelly. I love that share. Good for you, sister. John says digging the mustache. Long, oh my gosh, long lost friend John Disselkamp. Good to see you, buddy. It's just me being too lazy to shave, but I appreciate you. All right, what the heck were you talking about? Yes, so you don't need to be personally on chatting, responding to Instagram just right now, right? You can see I'm like yelling out for Lindsay and team members to kind of help me out, because I can only do so much. But you do want someone doing that. You can go to Upwork if you want someone overseas. We found Filipinos folks are amazing. Onlinejobs.ph is a good resource for that. Fiverr.com with two R's. If you just write a script that kind of covers 80% of the communications, and then once they kind of get to a point where they really need help, then they can be turned over to you. Excellent opportunity for direct message, Facebook Messenger, Instagram, all that sort of stuff. The two things that you're going to give to someone that you're going to hire are, like I said, that script that kind of goes over 80% of the conversation. The second thing you're going to need is tracking, right? And here, I'm going to practice exactly what we preach. So I don't know who it was. I think it was one of our chat girls or Lindsay, but they created an amazing tracking spreadsheet of who they talk to and over what channel, and it all rolls. It's delightful. And I want to give it to you guys. I want you guys to have it. So if you want that spreadsheet, you're like, holy crap, I want that spreadsheet to track who's talking. So when you hire people, or even if you do it yourself, you know exactly, like, here's how many people I need to reach out to get this many conversations, to get this many appointments. You need that data, but it's hard to track. Direct message me on Instagram. I will get you a copy of that spreadsheet for free. So do you see what I did there? We're doing a live thing here. I'm encouraging you to message me on. Becky says, I love being part of these live chats. Thank you, Mike. You are so welcome, Becky. I'm so glad to have you, sister. So you now will connect on Instagram, so you'll be more connected. And then when you start that chat, we'll obviously get you that free thing and probably go, hey, is there anything else you need we can serve you with? And then we'll see if we can help you. So that's exactly how that looks. So A, if you want to see where our funnel works, or B, if you're like, I would like that spreadsheet and see how you guys track it, just direct message me on Instagram. We'll get you a copy of that spreadsheet and see if there's any way we can help you. And if not, that's fine. No strings attached. What's the Insta name? It's just Grow My Cleaning Company. So I think it's Instagram.com/Grow My Cleaning Company. Good question. Before I tell people to follow me, I should probably say where. It's just growmycleaningcompany.com/. Oh, Dior gives me the eyeball, so we know. Lindsay just shared it, but it's just Instagram.com/growmycleaningcompany. Super easy. Looking forward to talking to you guys and connecting with you guys and getting you the spreadsheet. I think that's it. So here's the thing, guys, gals, we've packed in a ton, but the beautiful thing is once you get this right, you can leverage an hour or so of your time and you'll get dozens of leads every month. I think we did one last week and I think it was like 84 leads we got, people that wanted appointments with us over like a month or two, or without a couple months, it wasn't that much. And the beautiful thing is once you get the system working, you won't need to be doing all this. You'll have a system that creates all the content. And again, I do about an hour a week worth of work. We've got a team that does everything else. You guys can do the exact same thing. And again, like I said, reach out to me on Instagram if you want help, feedback on how we do all that stuff, any deeper in that. So that said, for all of you guys and gals that are like, holy crap, I want to take, oh, that's so sweet. Dior says you're a blessing. Appreciate you, man. Well, Dior, I can't tell if it's man or woman. So I appreciate you, person, sir or ma'am. You're saying kind things and I want to insult you by misnaming you. All right. If you are going, holy heck, this is what I want. I need action. I need to take action. Please, please, please reach out. We can't help you and do anything if we don't know what it is you need or where you're at. So typically I don't do this, but we're going to do it now because I thought this was really powerful. And for those of you that are like, I've got to take action. I know I can do this. I just need a little bit of help. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. If you weren't able to get one of the coaches here, you can go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. You can book an absolutely complimentary call with one of our coaches. They're going to dive into your business and go, where are you at? Where do you want to be? What's working? What's not working? And help you come up with a, ma'am, thank you, Dior. Nice to meet you, sister. Help you come up with a plan to get there. And I'll be completely transparent with you. When we do these calls, our number one goal is to figure out where you're at, where you want to be, and try and help you get a plan to get there. Sometimes we'll think you're going to be a great fit. And if we think we are the best option to get you there, we're daggum right going to try and get you to do that. If not, we'll try and still help you. But just so you guys know, we do about, I think we get booked over 300 of these calls per month and we'll take 20 clients. So don't worry about some sort of high pressure thing. It ain't that. We're just going to try and help you. And if we think we're a good fit, you're daggum right. We're going to tell you. If we don't, we'll still try and get you help. So if you are committed to actually getting results, take some daggum action, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk, direct message me if you want a copy of that spreadsheet that does all the tracking for us, and just reach out. Let us know how this stuff and the things that we teach have changed your life and made your life better. Cause we love, love serving you guys, love serving you gals. Can't wait to talk to you next week. See ya. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.